Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
This Sunday is Tiger Day at Chepworth Wildlife Park. It's now in its 15th year, originally started in celebration of the birthday of popular tiger Amber. And sadly, Amber is no longer with us, but Tiger Day is. And with my nephew and niece in tow, I went to Chepworth and met keeper Alice Vassallo to find out more.
So we're joined by Ratna, who's the eldest of our two tigers here. She's Mama Tiger. She actually just turned sweet 16 a couple of weeks ago. Had a lovely little birthday party for her. She got to unwrap some presents. We got everybody singing happy birthday. But she is the oldest. Her daughter Kelabu lives in here with her.
And Kelabu can't see her at the moment. Where would she be hiding?
Ah, see, that's probably what she wants. So she likes to go off into the cool kind of shade of the trees and the bamboo. So you might see her nestled into some bamboo. Another place that she likes to sit as well is actually just on top of this big platform we have here. She does like to have a bit of a lounge around in the sun, just like a domestic house cat.
We've had fairly warm weather recently. Do they like that, or are they so used to the rubbish British weather that they kind of want the rain back again?
No, I think they do genuinely get a kick out of the warm weather here. These are Sumatran tigers. Indonesia obviously is a lot hotter than England, so they do get a kick out of it. But we have a nice big pond just at the front of the enclosure, so if they do get a bit hot, they can cool down. We've got some nice cool dens for them to go into as well if they are getting a bit heat struck.
And these two are relative newcomers to the zoo here.
Yes, absolutely. They were joined us at Chepworth in about March time from Chessington World of Adventures, where they had been for, nearly about 10 years, I think. If anyone had been to Chessington World of Adventures in sort of the last 10 years or so, you very well might have seen Ratna and Kelabu there. But they've joined us in their retirement home here with us at Chepworth now.
Because you lost, sadly, the previous two tigers that you had at Chepworth.
Yes, so they had a nice long life with us. I believe they got up to about 18 years old, which is a great age for a tiger. And they generally live up to about 20 or so, much like domestic house cats as well. So Amber and Rana were our Amur tigers that we lost one last year and one the year before. So it's very good for us to have some new faces here and some new tigers to get to know. And as far as we can tell, they're absolutely loving it here at Chepworth.
Certainly very peaceful. They're just sitting and eyeing up us and and the other visitors to Chepworth this afternoon. Now, on the weekend, you're expecting a whole load more people because you've got your annual Tiger Day.
Yes, we're really excited about Tiger Day. It's our biggest fundraising event of the year here at Chepworth. Our director, Bex, is very, very passionate about tiger conservation. Tigers were her favourite animal growing up. She's done various feats of accomplishments, lots of marathons, swimathons to help raise money for tigers. But ever since Chepworth Wildlife Park became Chepworth Wildlife Park, we've had an annual Tiger Day. We actually had, it's on August 4th every year, which is Amber, our previous tiger's birthday. It's sort of a commemoration to Amber. But obviously, even though she's passed away, her sort of legacy lives on with Tiger Day with us every year. And it's our biggest fundraising event. We have lots of fun things going on. We have cake stands, we have raffles, tombolas, auctions. We have this year we've got a theatre group coming and doing a theatre performance. We've got a magician. We've also got a professional band coming in and playing some Disney songs with us as well.
I can probably guess which ones they might be going for. I'm figuring a selection from Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah, maybe. And, everybody wants to be a cat.
Yes, of course.
Can't miss out that one, absolutely. So it's set to be a lovely day. We've got lots of fun things organised, not only just for kids, but for adults as well. We've got a little pass the parcel that goes around the tiger enclosure for our tiger talk at 2 o'clock. And we have got a lot of...
Is there not the danger that they take all the layers off in one go?
Oh, no, that's true. No, it's for the public going around. Right. So we'd like to cater to both, children and adults here. We have got a lot of kind of conservation speakers and people who are really interested in the... in photographing or researching wild tigers, so we do try to make it as inclusive as possible, not just for kids, not just for adults, but a bit of both.
And the fundraising which is happening on the weekend, who's that going to go towards?
Yes, it's a great question. So it goes to a charity, an amazing charity. They're called the WCCA, which stands for the Wildcats Conservation Alliance. Now we've given over the years we've given over 63,000 we've raised over 63,000 for them through kind of various tiger days and various sort of fundraising events that we've put on, but they are an amazing in situ charity that are working not only to help the Sumatran tiger, like the ones that we have here, but all of the species of tiger that are all endangered, all in need of saving.
Now, we've got a couple of young tiger fans here, both of whom have a question. So, Esme, if you'd like to go first with your one.
What made you want to be a zookeeper, and what do you like so much about hanging out with these animals?
That's a great question. I've always been an animal fan, and you know, it's so funny. 8-year-old Alice was obsessed with tigers, but I never thought in my entire life that I'd be getting to work with them in present day. So 8-year-old Alice would be really, really happy with 28-year-old Alice, I will say. So what made me want to be a zookeeper? I actually started doing some wildlife rehabilitation whilst I was at university as sort of a way to fill my time for volunteer work. So I started kind of helping out feeding and raising things like hedgehogs, squirrels, pigeons, foxes, and just fell in love with it. I got a job at my local zoo, actually at Chessington World of Adventures, where Ratner and Kelebu were. So actually, Ratner and Kelebu and I go way back, as I started my sort of zoo career as a zoo host, kind of giving talks and presentations. I actually met Ratner and Kelebu there in 2012, so we go way back. But what made me want to be a zookeeper is really just the connection that you have with the animals and the ability to make a difference to their, not only to their lives, but their wild counterparts as well. So that's a really good question.
And Emerson, you've got a question as well.
Why do tigers eat meat? Why can't they just like eat herbs?
Oh, that's a good question too. So tigers are obviously what's known as carnivores. So they've got a completely different sort of digestive system to eat meat than herbivores will. So really, it's just all about kind of preference and what sort of food sort of is able to fuel them. They wouldn't be too happy if we put them on an all-vegan diet or anything like that. I don't think they would last very long, to be honest. So it's just about how different animals have adapted over the, you know, thousands, millions of years to eat different things. So tigers are just one of the kind of many carnivores, and that's just the sort of the way that they've adapted, to put it simply.
Yeah, veganism gaining popularity, but clearly not with tigers.
No, absolutely not. But you know, we're actually very vegan friendly here at the zoo. We have lots of I'll bring it up, we've got lots of vegan sort of options in our cafes and lots of vegan ice cream options as well in our gift shop. So we are vegan friendly here, but not for the tigers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.